Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson with the day off. 248-539-9797. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday in Detroit. Lots of football to open up the show. College football with the Connor Stallions documentary released. I don't think it's going to change too many people's minds. It's about 85-90% recap, and there's some new stuff at the end. But if you have any thoughts, 248-539-9797. I gave you my 2 cents at the beginning of the show. There's also the, I think, a bit of a surprise. Our first whoa of the Lions offseason or preseason is they released Nate Sudfeld today. Now, maybe the thought is, hey, we're going to get him through to the practice squad. We'll still have the same 3 quarterbacks, but they've exposed themselves to losing Nate Sudfeld. If somebody signs him and puts, you know, they decide that they prefer him as their backup quarterback, so be it. Seems like it's a good possibility they're going to be able to get him on the practice squad if that's what they choose. They really valued him and his relationship with Jared Goff. So that could be what they're hoping for here. But Hendon Hooker, man, Hendon Hooker will go, and barring injury, right, you'll go into game days with Hendon Hooker as a number 2 quarterback. He's done enough to impress them to the point where they're like, we can roll with this guy if we need to.
Dan Campbell, he had me a little worried, Doug. I'm not going to lie. He's talking all that stuff about Sudfeld, upper hand. He's got something Hooker doesn't have, experience, reps, and all that stuff. I got a little worried because I'm like, wait, I really believe in everything Campbell says, but
yep.
But he's telling me Sudfeld's the backup. Essentially, that's what I thought he was telling me, right? And then he goes out and totally redeems himself today and lets go of Sudfeld. Hooker should be the backup. I mean, our eye test, we're not there at practice, of course, but what we saw in the preseason
we were
was,
there.
Well, not all the time is
no.
The point. What we saw in the preseason game was Hooker he's ready enough to you know, yes, he needs more experience, more reps, but he's ready enough to help this team win a game if Goff leaves a game early and maybe has a full week to prepare for one or two weeks. I mean, that's the real question here, Doug, is do you believe Hendon Hooker is good enough to win this team a game or two if Goff has to be out for a few weeks?
I don't know, but I'm more encouraged now than I was. Yeah, I think he can. This past Saturday, people probably noticed a change in my tone yesterday. I was really encouraged with what I saw from Hendon Hooker. And it's so funny because literally just yesterday, I'm saying at some point there's going to be a tipping point where he develops enough and they just say he's good enough to be our number 2. They'll elevate him to that spot, and they'll let Nate Sudfeld go. Today, they cut Nate Sudfeld, which they still might want him to be here. And this might be a strategic play that nobody will pick him up, and Hendon Hooker's your number two quarterback, but Sudfeld is still in the organization. And if Goff gets hurt in week 3, they prepare for week 4, they activate Sudfeld, and you know, they'll have those same 2 quarterbacks, and maybe Hooker doesn't get the start in week 4. But what we do know is that if Goff gets hurt in week 3, Hendon Hooker's finishing the game. They think they've seen enough that if they got a lead, that he can hang on to the lead, or if they're behind, it gives him a chance to win. They've seen enough to feel comfortable with giving him the car keys. And then, you know, if Sudfeld's still in the organization, they activate him if it's any kind of extensive injury and see what happens. But 248-539-9797. In the meantime, we are also discussing the Tigers. What's your state of mind, your current state of mind with the Detroit Tigers? Because it's hard to ignore what's going on. That doesn't mean you come back in. You might say, okay, this is cool, but I'm still not watching. But it's kind of hard to ignore what's going on. 248-539-9797. They've won 11 of 14. They've won, what is the numbers, their PR department? They're 28-20 since the start of July, second best record in the American League. And did you know there's only 2 teams with easier schedules than the Tigers the rest of the way? The Tigers have one of the easiest slates to finish this baseball season. They just feasted on a bad team. So 6.5 games out, only two teams between them and Minnesota. Minnesota, a tough series in Atlanta. Detroit's got a reeling Angels team. Just saying. Now, I don't think they're going to the playoffs, and I won't be disappointed if they don't. What I am excited about that's probably more relevant than any kind of playoff talk is that they might be establishing a young core. They might be establishing a young core. Let's get to Jack in Bloomfield. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Jack?
Yeah, Doug. First off, I had a question about Baez.
Yeah.
Is it possible the Tigers have insurance on him in case of a very serious injury prohibit them from paying that $70,000?
Well, it's $75 million.
$75 million, yes. Excuse me.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not going to blow smoke up your channel. Yeah, I have
you
no
would
idea.
Think with the expense, they might have made that decision. But the major point I wanted to make is I think we have to look to the past and the tremendous criticism that Al Avila took as general manager. Even though people that know realize he was cut back on his scouting team by 70% to 80%. And number two, there was very little money for him to spend. And I think that's part of the reason why some of those trades weren't what they should be, because his scouting budget was way down. And I heard that from an insider with the program. But more importantly, I think it's very important that we look at the present roster with all of the young talent that were all drafted, with very few exceptions, by Al Avila.
Yeah, it's a lot of Avila guys. There's a lot of Avila guys here.
Yeah, and I think we should look back and say, well, maybe some of the criticism might have been justified.
Let's see how this ends before we do victory laps for the Avila crowd. But I don't know anything about what you had to say, what you got from an insider about them cutting budget and scouts and all that. I don't remember seeing that reported anywhere. Do you, Kang?
No.
Okay. Just want to be a little bit careful with that kind of accusation. But is Avila, at the end of this whole thing, potentially going to be vindicated? Potentially. By the way, did you see who just got waived?
There's a lot of people getting waived, Doug.
Yeah. Chad Ryland, the kicker that got drafted a couple years ago by New England, they just waived him. He and Jake Moody were considered the two top kickers coming out. Ryland, who was at Eastern Michigan and transferred to Maryland, has an absolute cannon of a leg. But last year, he missed some field goals. He went 16 of 25 and really struggled with accuracy beyond 40 yards. Beyond 40 to 49 of 50 plus, he was 50%, 7 of 14. I can see being 50% from beyond 50, but you've got to be 95%, 90, 95 inside of 50. And would he do better kicking indoors all the time?
I think most kickers would.
Yep. Something to think about if things aren't going well with Bates.
Yeah, we'll see how Bates goes. You know, they seem like they have all the confidence in him. They never brought any competition in for Bates after Badgley got hurt.
Yep.
Kickers are such a wild card, man. That's why when a team uses even a mid-round pick on a kicker, it's really risky for, you just don't know how these guys are going to end up. And some people think it's not a significant part of the team enough to use that kind of type of resource, Yep. Of course, we know kickers are important. But to use someone that could be a potential game changer for your team, that most teams wait super late or they just go undrafted. And kickers get released all the time now, right? All the time.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, Gator out. Let's get back to your phone calls. DJ in Detroit, you're next. What's up, DJ?
What up, Doug? How you doing, my dog?
I'm good, DJ. How are you?
I'm great because it's wonderful to have a competent organization. Like, I'm so loving the Lions, man. Like, the eye test that I've seen, you've seen, and other people seen for the last 2 or 3 weeks, Hendon Hooker was better. I have seen enough of Nate Dogg, man. I've been telling you that. So the fact that they're competent enough to go by the eye test and a rule that I've been aware of in sports ever since I played sports and I coached a little bit, the rule is, Doug, if you got a young guy and the old guy and the talent is anywhere compatible to where they're on anywhere the same level, you keep that young guy because he's going to get better and you let the old one go. And that's exactly what they did with Hooker, and I applaud them for that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I typically feel that way. I think my mindset changes a little bit if you're thinking you can win a Super Bowl, and you got to balance, okay, I'm not getting rid of Hendon Hooker, but I got Nate Sudfeld here who I think can win a game for me more likely than Hendon Hooker on Sunday. Now, clearly that's changed. Clearly they loved what they saw against Pittsburgh, and it tipped the scales where they're comfortable with potentially losing Nate Sudfeld. But if they can, you know, if Sudfeld doesn't sign anywhere and they can put him on the practice squad, I suspect if there's any significant injury to Goff, it may change the whole plan. Maybe they'll give Nate Sudfeld a chance to win the job and win a start. But right now, they're perfectly comfortable with going in each game day if they have to, with Hendon Hooker being the backup.
Can I say this real quick, Doug, before I let you go? And this is the thing that you know, I've said when I've called in the show, and I'm sticking to it, and I've been telling you for a few years, with this offensive line, you can't tell me that Hendon Hooker right now, who's probably average, is not going to look good with time, because they're going to get him time to go through progressions, to see the field. So the fact that he was playing with the threes or whatever the case may be was not a true indication of what he could be, because he wasn't getting time.
Yep.
You don't give any quarterback time, they're going to look almost how he did the other day.
So
I think the fact that we had that offensive line helps him too.
There's a little yin and yang there, right? He's going to play with the starters, have an offensive line, have more weapons, but he'll be going against first string defense.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Fenders. I'm just glad he's done enough. I was really impressed Saturday.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.